This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There's a day at the end of the menstrual cycle. I call it the day of doubt. You know what's the day of doubt? I'm clean. I'm not clean. I think I am. Oh, no, I am not. Who answered this? Subhanallah. And not in a book of fiqh. It's in a book of tazkiyah. Is an Imam Ibn al-Qayyim. And this is what he said. And I'll give you exactly practical scenario so you know. It's not just yani information. So here I am. Today is day 7 of my menstruation. And I am normally clear of menstruation by day 7. But I don't know the time. Could be morning, could be evening. So I wake up in the morning before Fajr. There is a discharge. There is discharge. So I am still in a state of menstruation. And I changed. And this is what I tell the woman. Keep changing, meaning put panty liners and see. There was nothing for Dhuhr. But I'm not sure. Because sometimes this happens and sometimes this doesn't happen. I don't have really a pattern. Then you will wait. Till before Dhuhr time ends. Before Dhuhr time ends, and you take a shower, ghusl, Islamic bath, and you pray your Dhuhr, and you pray your Asr. Or another even, because sometimes you're going to tell me, well, I just did that, and I just pray my Dhuhr, and I have a discharge. So usually what you do, this is the day where you combine the salah, the day of doubt. You will wait till the end of the Asr. There was nothing, nothing. I didn't see anything. The morning I saw, during Fajr, I didn't pray because there was a discharge. But there was nothing throughout the day. Just before the end of Al-Asr, you go and take your Islamic shower. And you put a pad and you combine your Dhuhr and Asr. Then Maghrib time comes in, there is nothing. Alhamdulillah, now I am fine. Well, guess what? Maghrib time comes in and there is one spot. It's so frustrating. Don't get frustrated. Every time you take a ghusl is an act of ibadah. Every time you're struggling to know the right answer, it's an act of ibadah. You'll be rewarded for that. Don't pray Maghrib. Wait. Isha time comes in, there's still discharge. You're not yet finished menstruation. No, there is nothing. Only one spot, nothing. Very frustrating, so true. This is, I hear it a lot of the time. We're going to say, wait till before midnight. If there is nothing except that spot you saw at time of Maghrib, you're going to take a shower before the end of Isha and Islamic bath, and you're going to pray Maghrib and Isha together. If there was still discharge, you are not yet free of menstruation.